The ice jam that is causing devastating flooding in the Yukon River community of Galena is slowly starting to break up. National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Plum says he first saw signs it was crumbling late this morning. He says this afternoon, large pieces are starting to break off the front of the ice jam.
The ice behind that section of the jam isn't moving downriver yet, but it's any time now we should see the ice that's been backed up behind this jam for over 3 days start to move downriver. So it's looking like today or later today we'll see the ice start moving up here in Galena and hopefully push all the ice out, flush it down the river, and start to see the water recede in Galena.
But Plum says the water could still rise before that happens.
When we were in the air, we talked to one resident who's still in his house by aviation radio, and the water is at its highest point it's been in this flood so far. And he is continuing to have the water rise at his house slowly.
And Plum says the water is within inches of cresting the dike around the airport.
They've gone around and they're adding material to the lowest points on the dike where the water is near the top. And, you know, if the water does rise here in Galena, you know, over a foot, 6 inches to a foot, we may see some water spill over the top of the dike.
Plum says the airport area is lower than the surrounding water and only protected by the earthen dike. He says the walled area, which includes the runway, former Air Force base buildings, a school dorm, and a tank farm, is providing a last refuge from surrounding devastation. Plum says there's debris and fuel floating on the water. He says if the jam gives way suddenly, a slug of water and ice will move toward the downstream villages of Koyukuk and Nulato, where some residents have already evacuated as a precaution. Koyukuk residents are monitoring river conditions on a bluff near the town.
They've been preparing for the last, many days they've been preparing for high water, especially once this jam formed and they knew there was a bunch of water piled up back behind it and flooding a large area.
Most residents of Galena have evacuated, but State Emergency Manager David Lee says some people have refused to leave.
They have places that are higher in the houses, like second stories and stuff. They've pretty much accepted that it's happened and they're just going forward from there.
Lee says the state is working with the local tribe to ensure those remaining have supplies to ride out the flood until the ice jam gives way.